His shotgun stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. All of Sharon and the surrounding tri-state region left saddened by the death of Jack Murtaugh yesterday. Condolences to Jack's family. As soon as we find out information about services, we will pass them along to you.
First United Presbyterian Church is holding a rummage and food sale today and tomorrow from 10 till 2 at their location on Route 199 in Pine Plains. Northeast Community Center presents a family concert and dance party. That happens tonight from 5 till 7 at the Millerton Methodist Church at Sitch Duchess Avenue. Biocentrics will be performing. By the way, a drum circle starts at 5. Refreshments will be available. Cornwall Association sponsoring a team trivia game at the Cornwall Library tonight at 6. Doors open at 5:30 for those who wish to have a bring your own food and drink dinner. Teams are limited to 6 people. Reservations are encouraged. A $5 per person charge will go to the library. In Sharon, a public hearing on the proposed 2019-20 general government and education budgets will be held tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. A special meeting of the Board of Finance will convene immediately following the end of that hearing. And the Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents George Orwell's 1984 tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30 at the Black Box Theater at the Hotchkiss School. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. Town of Great Barrington Recycling Center and Transfer Station will hold a bulky waste collection day on Saturday from 7 until 3. Housatonic American Legion Post 298 and VFW Post 8183 holding an open house for all veterans and their families on Saturday from 10 till 2 at their Cone Avenue location. Berkshire Botanical Garden on West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge presents Transplanting Shrubs and Planting Small Ornamental Trees. That'll be Saturday from 10 until 1. Millerton Cleanup Day is happening on Saturday from 11 till 4. Join the Northeast Community Center's Teen Team, a day of community-minded projects. You can help clean up the grounds around the Northeast Community Center, paint the playground fence, prep the community gardens, paint trash cans in Veterans Park. You can sign up by phone at 518-407-7128. On Saturday at Noble Horizons at 11 o'clock, they welcome award-winning journalist and filmmaker Sam Eaton, who will present Climate Change, Can We Avoid the Tipping Point? Registration for the free program is available at noblehorizons.org. The Stockbridge Festival Chorus will present Maurice Duriflet in concert on Saturday at the First Congregational Church on Main Street. Tickets are $20 per person, $10 for members of local community choirs, and children 18 and under admitted free. A reception will follow. Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale holding their monthly cookbook club on Saturday from 1 until 2:30. Bring a covered dish as a potluck lunch will be served. The 2019 Comprehensive Plan in Millerton meeting will take place on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library. The full plan is available on the town website, villageofmillerton.net. The Art Wall of the D.M. Hunt Library holding reception with refreshments for artist John Hodgkin's new exhibit of paintings titled Audubon Reimagined on Saturday from 4 till 6. It'll be on display through May 11th at the library's operating hours. The event is free and open to the public. Members of the New Marlboro Volunteer Fire Company holding their annual spring dance at Gedney Farm from 6 till 10 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets may be purchased from any fire company member or at the Mill River General Store in Great Barrington. The Amenia Fire Company sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday beginning at 7:30 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. This will be the last breakfast of the season, but breakfast will resume in September. Cornwall Historical Society presenting the 4th Annual Norman Dorison Lecture on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Town Hall on Pine Street. The speaker will be Associate Professor Hamish Lutters of Capital Community College in Hartford. The Scaticook First Nations and the Watershed Center invite the public to join them for a special evening of stories, sharing, ceremony, and connection. This will happen on Sunday from 5 till 7 p.m. A donation of $20 to $100 is asked to support the work of the Watershed Protector Grandmothers. Traffic on Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury will be periodically interrupted for about 3 months beginning on Monday as Schultz Construction will begin their work near the intersection of the rail trail and Salmon Kill Road. It includes installation of a new sewer pump station, associated equipment, and grading and drainage improvement. There will be periodic traffic interruptions during construction. The project is expected to take about 3 months. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 134.97 to 26,462.08 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 8118.68 and the S&P 500 at 2926.17. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast in just a few moments.